to the City of Goleta's Parks and Recreation Commission meeting on Wednesday, February 7th. We are so glad that you are joining us, and we are ready to begin with a call to order and a pledge of allegiance. Shall we all stand?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, next we will proceed with roll call of the Parks and Recreation Commission.
Commissioner Werner is absent. Commissioner Talese?
Here.
Commissioner Rodriguez? Present. Commissioner McGulpin?
Here.
Commissioner Hart?
Here.
Vice Chair Lynn?
Here.
Chair West?
Here. And it is now time for our public forum. Do we have anyone wanting to speak?
There are no speaker slips.
Okay, thank you. So moving right along, we will proceed to A1, our presentation, which is an overview of the senior programs in Goleta. And Mrs. Joanne Plummer, our Parks and Recreation Manager, will present that to us.
Thank you, Chair West, and good evening, members of the Commission, and Chair West, and our audience here and at home. Tonight, we're going to provide for you an overview of senior programs within the Goleta area. As we reviewed the recreation needs assessment and some of the outcomes of the recreation needs assessment, there was a request by the Commission to receive this information in the past, and so we've been working to gather the information for you, and tonight is the outcome of that work. So as we look at our senior population, there's a lot that we look at. Our seniors can be, if you're a senior and you want the benefit, it can be as young as you want, and if you're a senior and you don't want the benefit, it's as old as you want to be. So for purposes of this report, we targeted adults 60 years or older, and we came up with that age by the average age for senior activities throughout the area, not just in Goleta. We looked at the different types of services, and again, to focus on this report, we looked at services that were provided just within the city limits of Goleta, and services offered looking at physical and social, mental or medical, miscellaneous and support, and we really focused on those programs that were low to no cost for the seniors. So there's a lot of private programs out there that charge fee-based programs, and we tried to stay away from those. So we're looking at the low to no cost, and you have a written staff report as well that you've been provided that shows all of this data for you in addition to the presentation tonight. So a lot of our senior activities on the physical social element fall at the Goleta Valley Community Center. For purposes of this chart, you can see that the Goleta Valley Community Center is the facility, but it located on the right-hand side, it says Goleta Community Center, because we identified the organization that's running some of these programs as the Goleta Valley Community Center organization. So they do a lot of programs there for free, Tai Chi, chair yoga, line dance, music, dance, ping pong, and they're adding more and more every day. They do social programs such as bingo, bridge, card games, knitting, painting. They have a beautiful senior lounge, if you haven't been over there, just to hang out and visit and catch up with friends. They also do a lot of events for the seniors, an appreciation day, holiday events. They do some spotlight appreciations when someone has gone out of their way or did some exceptional volunteer work. They do birthday celebrations and just celebrate the seniors whenever they can. It was also important to note that we, in the city of Goleta, have a lot of facilities and amenities that our seniors do use, such as our disc golf course. When you go out to Evergreen Park, sometimes you often see a lot of great disc golf players out there being really competitive, but you also see seniors with a frisbee and or a flying disc that they're just trying to do it for the exercise and the fitness, and they just want to walk the course and have something to do along the way. Our pickleball courts, as you'll hear later tonight, have been very, very popular, and a lot of seniors putting some young people to shame out on the pickleball courts, and they're phenomenal. We have a lot of our bike trails and our walking trails that are utilized by our seniors and available. All of these, of course, are free. The library offers the knitting and the crocheting classes, as you heard earlier this year. And the Friendship Adult Day Center, although they are not necessarily free, but they do really work with our seniors to be affordable for adult day services. So looking at the mental and medical services, again, not really looking at those programs where, you know, you can go to the hospital. There are a lot of services offered through private doctors and organizations such as that. But we looked at again, the low to no cost programs, Family Service Agency, the Long-Term Care Ombudsman Program, which is very beneficial to not just the senior, but to their care providers and their family. The HICAP, which is the Health Insurance Counseling and Advocacy. Again, going there for information for the seniors, it can be very challenging, and navigating those insurance waters can be a little tough. Assisted living facilities, there's quite a few assisted living facilities. We just wanted to make sure that you knew we did have a few that are here in Goleta. And then we also have some senior residences that you have to purchase the property, again, focused on seniors in Goleta. We have the elder helper matches, and they are mobile. And what that program serves as is if there's a volunteer that wants to work with seniors, then they match that volunteer and their availability and their skills with a senior that has some needs. And DASH, which was something that I was really excited to see, the Doctors Assisting Seniors at Home. And that was just a really neat program, and it services here in Goleta and in Santa Barbara. And it was really nice because there's a lot of homebound seniors that just can't get out, and it's very difficult and very challenging and very tasking to actually get out, even just to go to a doctor's appointment. And then they're worn out for a few days. So having that opportunity, and again, those were free to low to no cost. Looking at the miscellaneous programs and support services, the Senior Nutrition Lunch Program, while you see it's at the community center, it is actually the responsible party is the Community Action Commission, and they provide that service to the seniors. The Tech Center is at the community center, and that is free. People can come in and use the computers and work on email and talking to their families. The AARP does the income tax preparation for the seniors at the community center. Area Agency on Aging does a lot of, has an advisory council, so they're getting the input from the seniors for services for seniors. We do have some of our seniors at the community center that participate in that advisory council. The Goleta Valley Advisory Council, there is a group of seniors that help provide direction for the activities and programs at the community center. There's the pet therapy program the Little Star Pony Foundation provides, and there's a few other pet therapy programs out in the area as well, especially in the surrounding areas. And the flu shots at the community center, again, the responsible agency was the County Public Health Department. Emergency preparedness, Goleta does a lot of CERT programs, and the senior programs that we kicked off this year, really focusing on how our seniors can be prepared in case of a disaster, as well as protecting themselves. And the unused expired medication disposal is a new program at the community center so that they can dispose of unused medications in a safe and proper manner. At the community center, they do a lot of direct programming, but they also do a lot of coordination of programs from other agencies, again, to offer those low to no cost programs for our seniors. So what does the City of Goleta provide? Well, we provide the community center organization with $25,000 in an annual financial support to operate a senior program. So they're able to offer, through direct coordination or collaborative efforts, those services in part because of this contribution. Also, the Community Development Block Grant Funding Program historically has provided the Healthy Seniors Lunch Program through CAC. We provided funding towards that program. And the Goleta City Grants Program historically has provided support to other entities that provide direct programming for seniors, such as the Friendship Center, Family Service Agency, the Little Star Pony Foundation. Additional free opportunities, we talked a little bit about the tennis courts, the pickleball courts, the walking and cycling trails, the disc golf course, services and programs at the library. And that is all I have for you. Again, we focus directly on what is here in Goleta. We are very lucky and very fortunate to have so many services available in our surrounding areas as well. But for as small as we are, we're doing really well for our seniors. And it was really exciting to see this. And I will share with you that the staff at the community center is continually looking to see what else they can do in that program to offer a variety of services. So that's all I have for you tonight. I'm available if you have any questions.
One thing, first of all, that was excellent. The only thing I saw that wasn't on there, or lack of it, was the wonderful home-delivered meal program that the Community Action Commission does provide to frail and low-income seniors. And the Community Action Commission receives funding as a result of the Title III Older Americans Act, and that designates the age 60. So you were right on that, exactly. So are there any questions or comments from, okay, Commissioner Hart?
Thought I'd try to use the system.
Thank you for that. And I do remember back to the needs assessment and our interest in this. One of the elements, though, that I don't know if you were able to get a handle on is, are there unmet needs or anything that came forward out of your investigation as something that we need to do, or a hole in the services that are available out there?
Well, as far as unmet needs, I would be looking to that advisory council that's at the community center, because those are our engaged seniors. In looking to see what's out there, again, I was pleasantly surprised by what Goleta does have available for our seniors in our city limits. And then because we have such close proximity to Santa Barbara and other resources within the county, we are looking pretty good. So there was nothing blaring that was an unmet need. Of course, we'll continue to follow trends and see what else emerges, such as pickleball and other things that people really want to get involved in. And Chair West was absolutely correct. The Meals on Wheels program did not make it on that list, and that was just an oversight on my behalf. So I do apologize. That is a fabulous program. And so that is, we'll continue to evaluate that and take a look at that and follow anything that comes up.
And just a minor point, the $25,000 that the city gives, it sounded like it was to a program, or is it just given to the community center itself?
It has restrictions on it to be used for senior programming specifically.
So they disperse that funding to the various programs, or that's why I'm not seeing how it gets to the programs.
Sure. So there's an expense that the community center organization incurs by offering the programs there. They're still having to pay their utilities. They're still having to pay the coordination. They have a senior center coordinator. Then most of the funds, I apologize, go straight to that coordinator's salary, because she is involved with the direct programming.
Vice Chair Lynn.
Thanks. Is there a transportation program of some kind up here? People can get a ride to the doctor or anything like that?
There is a transportation program. It's not specific just to seniors. We've worked with our Youth and Family Services Roundtable to discuss the different elements of transportation available, whether it's for seniors, whether it's for low income or children in some cases. And there's quite a few opportunities through the Santa Barbara Lift, I believe it's called, and then also through MTD, they have some different discount packages as well.
Any other questions or comments? If not, then we will move on to our consent calendar, the approval of the Parks and Recreation Commission meeting minutes for October 25th, which seems like forever ago. And we do have some additional corrections noted to be told now.
Chair, I just want, before we go on, there was a request by Dr. Cox to amend the minutes of October 25th, 2017, item C1, to include the site that the citizens of Goleta can go to, the study being done by the CDC, EPA on tire crumb services, and that can be found at http://www.epa.gov/tirecrumb. I have provided the revised page on the dais for the commission and staff, and I provided copies for the public as well. If approved, we will update the city's website as well. And staff would also like to take this opportunity to let our commissioners and the public know that from this point forward, the city clerk's office will be placing on every set of meeting minutes information to assist our public on where to go to listen to the public comment in further detail.
Thank you very much. So at this point, we can either discuss it or we just need a motion to move forward. Do I have any motions?
I move that we accept the amended meeting minutes.
Okay.
I second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Okay, any opposed? No. So, okay, so we have that done. And moving on then to discussion action item. It's our big event of the night. We have selection of our chair and vice chair. So at this time, I am going to open up discussion and then for the chair position. And then after that is completed, we will move on to vice chair.
Excuse me, Chair West?
Yes.
The actual discussion would need to be opened up by our clerk.
Ooh,
for
excuse
that.
Me.
That's okay. It's not something we do every day.
No,
so no
okay.
Problem.
You only do it once.
I know.
So for the record, Commissioner Werner is not in attendance at today's meeting. However, she may be nominated for either the chair or the vice chair. At this time, the nomination period is open for the chair, and a motion does not require a second. So do I hear any nominations?
I'd like to nominate Ann as chair. I'm sorry, Commissioner.
Do I hear a second?
I second that.
Okay. And all in favor?
Aye.
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 You can stay one moment. And at this time, we'll open the floor for nominations for the vice chair. Do I hear any nominations?
I'd like to nominate Kathleen Werner.
Do I hear a second?
I'll second that.
And all
other nominations?
Are there any other nominations? And can we take a vote on that?
You can.
Oh, excuse me. I'm in La La Land here. All those in favor, please.
Aye.
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 Okay. So at this moment, if we can go ahead and switch seats.
Ah, already.
So this is the vice chair. So I go down there. I'll make the switch here. Okay.
You want me to move? Yeah, you are.
Oh, no.
If I may take this moment to thank our grand leader for her efforts this year. I thought it went very smoothly, and she didn't get too annoyed by my heckling her from the right next door. So again, thank you very much to Commissioner West for a job well done.
Thank you. I would miss that, Greg, if you weren't doing that.
Thank you.
Well, first I have to learn how to use the buttons, but other than that. Mm-hmm. Okay, so we're on to C2, selection of meeting dates for 2018.
Thank you, Chair Lynn. Good evening again, commissioners. So we are at this time of the year where we establish our meeting dates for the rest of the calendar year of 2018. And this was originally on our agenda in December, but due to our unfortunate cancellation, we brought it forward. As you see, we tried to stay as consistent as possible, and with all the different meetings within the city, sticking to the first Wednesday of every other month was our easiest opportunity to stay consistent, and that was my goal for you. So I've listed for you the list of dates that we are proposing for 2018. And unless there's any objections, then we can vote to accept those.
give us me just a moment to finish going through the calendar, if you don't mind. Just
no
one
problem.
Moment. I'd just like to open it up to see if there was anybody that does have a conflict with any of these dates. I do not.
So do we need a motion to accept
May
that?
I just say one uh-huh. thing? It really doesn't affect me, but I can tell you I believe that the Wednesday, August 1st would probably be opening night of Old Spanish Days at the Mission. But I could be wrong, and I don't know if that matters to anybody.
If there are no objections, I'd like to make a motion to accept the proposed dates for meeting schedule for 2018.
I'll second the motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you. The motion's carried. Thank you.
Remember, you asked.
Thank you for telling me. Number D, we're going to have project updates. And is that going to be from Joanne Plummer? Thank you, Joanne.
Thank you, Chair Lynn. Commissioners, I am excited tonight to bring you project updates. As former Chair West mentioned, it had been 4 months since we last spoke in a meeting, and we've been doing a lot of work. So tonight, between myself and Vito's presentations, we have a lot to share with you. So we're gonna go ahead and get started. So Hollister Kellogg Park is our big one right now. So on December 5th, the City Council approved an offer for us to reacquire the property. And that was really exciting, and that was a big step. So for a little background, as you may recall, and for our listeners at home, we had some hurdles that we had to get through in order to reacquire the property as a result of the dissolution of the redevelopment agency. So that opportunity for the council to approve that offer on December 5th was a huge milestone for us. On December 11th, the oversight board met and accepted the offer for reacquisition, and that was, again, a huge monumental opportunity for us to continue this project moving forward. December 13th was the day that we submitted this item to the State Department of Finance for their approval and authorization. That authorization can take up to 100 days for whether or not it's 100 days and sorry, we need more information, 100 days, sorry, no, or 100 days, sure, we'll accept it. We actually heard from them in less than a month, and even through the holidays and our natural disasters. And on January 12th, staff received notification from the state accepting the city's offer. So we actually have, the document has been recorded, the checks have been cut, they've been cashed, and we actually own the Hollister Kellogg property. So we are moving forward with full steam ahead. So this is a very exciting moment for everybody.
Let's just take a moment here and really appreciate that. And by the way, it's the least they could do was turn that around quickly, given how long they dragged out this process. But again, a hearty congratulations to staff and for staying the course through this very long, rocky process. Appreciate it very much.
Thank you. We're very excited, and we're very excited for the community because after seeing the sign up on that lot for so long, in 2018, they're actually going to see a lot of activity out there. In order to meet some of the deadlines as a result of the Proposition 84 state grant that we received, you may recall that in 2012, we received a grant for $910,000, which is nothing to shake a stick at. There's some deadline requirements that we have to have the park opened by next spring. So spring of 2019, we'll be swinging on the swings and skating on the skate park, and we're very, very excited about that. So in order to do that, we've had to make some minor modifications. The image here doesn't show those modifications because we're still working on some of the minor drawings right now. But the bike path construction, we're working through some hoops on that right now. And it may not extend the full length. It definitely will not be completed from Armitos Park through Hollister, but we are working to get the bike path at least through most of the park so that the kids could actually ride in the park and then onto the bike path to get around and at least do some loops in our park before we do that extension. We are really working hard to see if we can at least get it extended to our Meadows Park. So our team in Public Works is really working hard on that, and we're hoping that that can come true. And the other thing is the splash pad will be brought in at a later date in phase two. And as you know, with 80-degree weather in February, we're still facing drought conditions. And there's other requirements that go into the splash pad that could put us in a delay situation. And that delay situation, there's no room in the timeline. So the splash pad for the construction purposes to get the park open next year will be put in phase two. And we're hoping phase two can start very soon thereafter. So at one of our previous meetings, we talked about the playground. So this is the final design with some, we still have a few little mild tweaks to it. We took all of your input. We went round and round with our playground consultant. This is kind of hard to see. We do have four swings. We have a toddler swing, an ADA swing, two regular belt swings. We have expanded everything. I tried every which way to get more things in there, but because of the fall zones, they are, and especially on some of the moving items, they're pretty significant fall zones. So it's we won't be having all those picnic benches right around there because that's kind of false looking, but we will be having a lot in that area. And you can see that in this next diagram. This is the aerial picture of what those fall zones include. So the consultant is still looking a little bit to see if he can twist something 10 degrees this way and shift something over a couple inches that way to see if there's any other element we can squeeze in there. But we have a really good playground opportunity out there. We have swings. We add slides. We went back to all the surveys. We went back to everything that people have put in there. They've asked for double slides, which we have on the toddler playground. They've asked for curvy slides and straight slides, which both are on the tall playground. For the older kids, the bridge that extends across the middle of the, on the right-hand side, that is a bridge if you're standing on the top, and it's monkey bars if you're down below. So we really tried to put in components that were mixed use, allowing for lots of activities. The kids asked for, in the very beginning of public input, teeter-totters out there, so we were able to squeeze one of those in there. We have balance boards for the younger kids. So lots and lots of interactive play for the kids out there at Hollister Kellogg. It's going to be exciting. And the big round thing is one of the most popular play features that this playground company has, and you can have two kids on there. It spins around. It has two different layers. You can climb up on the inside or climb up on the outside, and you can spin around, and it's a safe version of the old merry-go-round that we all used to get trapped under as it spun. So another project that kicked off this year is the Parks Master Plan. Again, this was one of the recommendations that came out of the Recreation Needs Assessment. And Dana Grassi, who has been helping me with some of these projects, who's here tonight, she and I worked with some other staff to do interviews with the consultants that submitted their proposals. And after all those discussions and lengthy meetings, we've chosen KTUNA, which is the same consultant that's currently doing the Bike Ped Master Plan. And the city has had a great working relationship with them. Their references were fabulous. We took the recommendation to council on December 19th. They awarded the contract. We were supposed to have a meeting first part of January with the consultant, but the mudslides kept them from getting to us. So we kicked off our meeting February 1st. They're working right now on the inventory, the history, and gathering some of the data that we're actually missing related to the history of some of our parks that we're looking at and some other miscellaneous data. And then they will be coming up with the schedule of our public outreach meetings. We are looking at trying to have our public outreach late spring, maybe early summer, so that our public can actually see dirt being turned at Hollister Kellogg before they come back to us and we're asking for more information from them. So we're really trying to make sure that we're working together with this project and the other projects that we're working on to show the public that things are moving forward. This project is expected to take 1 year to complete. So we will be looking at receiving information late next year and having this approved and adopted about this time next year. The improvements to the athletic field at the community center. As you may recall, we received funding from the Housing Related Parks Program grant in July of 2017. $269,000. The contracts with the state, although we received notification in July, the contract was not signed by the state until November 6th. And RRM is the architect that we've chosen to design the renovation for the conceptual design. And we are right now have our contract under review, and we're hoping to get to work on this in the next couple weeks. So lots of exciting things happening right now. And that's all I have for you for our project updates, unless you have any questions.
Yes, Commissioner.
My question is, could you please go back to the slide where you're showing the pictures of the playground? Yes, perfect. I was wondering, so the night we had the young man who was the architect introduced to us, our different choices of themes and colors, and we spent that whole evening talking about that. I'm just trying to figure out, what is that theme, and what are those the colors?
Nature.
So the theme that we chose that night was nature.
Okay.
And those are colors for the schematic. Once our contract is awarded to the contractor, then they are to come back to us for color choices.
Oh, okay.
The browns, greens, and yellows are consistent in our other parks, and they're consistent with the nature theme. So a lot of the roof on the little play structure is like wood slats, like a tree house. There's tree stumps on the bottom. There's rock formations on the larger one. It's kind of hard to see in this picture. You can see it on the top, right underneath the brown umbrella. There's rock formations for climbing up and accessing the bridge. So it is incorporating the nature themes. The flowers are a little bit more bold than we talked about at our October meeting. And so that'll be something we can come back to. But the flowers did add a nice pop and a nice visual for people. So that's not the final determination on color choices. We still have some say in that. But this is just kind of the layout because we talked about what would be there. And I wanted to share with you that structure-wise, this is what we're looking at. For the most part, some of the fine touches like the color and the addition of the flowers, those things can be modified still, but we did incorporate the shade that was asked for, as well as trying to fit in some of those additional elements.
Just one other question. I mean, I actually think it looks fabulous. It was not me. I do not get credit for it. But one of the commissioners had mentioned, in lieu of the flowers or something, that we would use the butterfly logo. We're not doing that?
It's not to say that we can't do that. At this point, our budget is really tight, so it will come back to cost.
Oh,
so I'll be going back to ask. We did look at other ways we could incorporate the butterfly and other elements that are related to the property and the area around the property, as some of the commissioners also mentioned, like looking for certain species of bugs or plants that are drawn on other elements throughout the play structure. We talked about interpretive panels to talk about the heritage around that area and the agricultural use there. So we're trying to incorporate those things into some of the information panels. And as far as the butterflies, the flowers are a staple that they already have. If they have something similar to a butterfly, it can definitely be incorporated. But at this point, we're just looking at something that would be able to match in with our theme. And we will try to incorporate our butterfly as often as we can.
Commissioner Hart.
Okay. Going back to the Parks Master Plan, I'm probably saying something that I'm pretty sure you've already considered, but I just want to make sure we're leveraging as much as possible the prior work done on the needs assessment. I don't know. I'm trying to think of the timeline and how far away it is, but even on the community outreach, I would think that we have sufficient and recent enough data to utilize. So I'm just hoping that we're doing everything we can to, I guess, mitigate the costs of, you know, doubling this effort from the needs assessment work that we did.
Yes, I would be happy to share with you that part of the instruction to the consultant was to utilize information not just from the recreation needs assessment, but we also have multiple management plans that the city uses for maintenance of, for example, Lake Los Carneros and other areas. So to incorporate all of that information so that staff or even the public can reference one thing related to parks and see all of this information so you're not pulling out five different binders. In addition, the information from the recreation needs assessment, it's 2018 now. That was adopted in 2015, so it's 4 years old right now. So it's not that that is going by the wayside, but we're going to be building upon that. So we looked at the rec needs assessment as to what's out there, what do we need, what's missing. So we're taking that information, we're building upon it, we're saying this is what we have. Let's brand it as City of Goleta, this or that, and let's look to how we can make this better and also continue it into the future. So we're looking at a replacement plan for all of our playgrounds and other amenities. We're looking at equipment and levels of service standards for our park maintenance team. And so we're looking at everything, but we are building primarily on the rec needs and then all those other city plans as well.
Commissioner Tolis, and then...
I just noticed that, or not noticed, but I just had a question about, how, I guess, what is expected to be completed by the end, by next spring, just because you mentioned that the splash pad would be constructed in phase two. Is there anything else that might be left out in the first phase?
You're referencing Hollister Kellogg Park. Right now, the only thing expected to come in phase two is the splash pad and supporting elements to the splash pad. Everything else would be open for operation in spring of 2019. And then the splash pad would only require shutting down a small section of the park while we work on that. So we're taking as much utility as we can, as close to that that splash pad location as we can, so that when the time comes, there's very little disruption to the park.
Commissioner McGulpin?
And I was just wondering, what is the surface underneath the playground going to be?
The bid package will be sent out with the request for bid for two different types of surfacing. And the reason for that is we're going to be taking to City Council our information on that we have uncovered so far on playground surfaces and ask them to make a determination on what they would like to see moving forward, not just for this park, but for our other park park playgrounds that we're replacing. So we'll be asking for the pour in place surfacing as one option, and the other option we'll be asking for is the wood fibers.
Is there any more comments? No? Thank you. Thank you very much for your report, too. Is that at the end of the report? Yeah, thank you. It's very good. Thank you. Okay, we're going to go on to the next. I have to remember to be awake here. Okay, we're going to have the director's report, and that's going to be Vito, our director of Neighborhood Services and Public Safety.
Thank you, Madam Chair and members of the commission. It's a pleasure to be here tonight with you. I know the last time we met was back in October. It seems amazing that we're already in February. This item came as a result. I think we started doing this a couple years ago, where the commission really liked the kind of year in review, if you will, a recap. And as we were preparing this item, it was really amazing to see so many things that were covered last year. And we'll have an opportunity to kind of go over those briefly tonight. So as the commission is aware, we had a number of presentations that came to the commission. And we've listed a number up here on the screen for you. The bike ped draft master plan. As the commission is aware, we work very closely with the Department of Public Works, and we work so well together with them on so many projects that we are trying to bring to the community. We had a presentation for the Isla Vista Youth Projects, the Page Youth Center, services at the Goleta Library, the Goleta Depot Landscape Plan. We also had a presentation on Live Well Santa Barbara County. We also brought to the commission an overview of the city's general plan and its relation to the recreation needs assessment. So the linkage between the recreation needs and the city's general plan and how they connect. We also had a resolution brought to the city council in July, and that was for the National Parks and Recreation Month. And we also had Ms. Plummer prepare a first ever calendar of activities for that entire month, which we'll be doing again this year. So we were really excited about that. And it was really well received by a number of folks who saw that and said, hey, this is a great way to see what's going on in the city. We also presented to the commission a recap of the monarch butterfly season. And we also brought to the commission an overview of the city's 2017-2019 preliminary budget, so the commission could be aware of all the projects that are in the city's budget that relate to parks and recreation. And I know our legacy members, Hart and West, will appreciate from the early days in the commission, the request from the commission even early on to see the connectivity between parks and recreation and the various projects that are funded in the city's budget. And with the support of the city council, we have a number of projects that are now funded. I'll be going into them here in my subsequent slides. So we are fulfilling, even early on, some of the goals of the commission and seeing that connection with the city's budget. We also had a number of discussion items. We had the updates and recommendations for playground improvements at four city parks. You'll recall we went through that. We had the Heal Cities campaign, the Healthy Eating, Active Living discussion. Very popularly, the pickleball pilot program. We also presented a first quarter report and some permanent court recommendations. We also had the consideration, as Ms. Plummer was just mentioning, the consideration of proposed equipment concepts for Hollister Kellogg Park. And we also felt it very important throughout the year to bring regular updates to the commission on the various capital improvement programs related to park projects to keep the commission posted and updated on all the projects that are being funded and our progress in moving those items forward. It's kind of hard to see this slide, but I'll go through it. We said in 2017, goodbyes to Commissioner Richards, Barsky, and Jones. We also said hellos to Commissioner Werner, Rodriguez, McGulpin, and also our new management assistant on staff, Liliana Encinas. We also had Ms. Plummer obtain a grant for the HRP Housing Related Parks Program in the amount of $269,000 for the parcel at the community center that the commission is well aware of. We also had the creation of the Youth and Family Roundtable for Community Service Providers, regular updates on the pickleball pilot program, continued work with the Goleta Union School District on joint meetings with the City Council, and also moving forward the joint use agreements. Mm-hmm. We had an opportunity to meet today with the new superintendent of the Goleta Union School District, Dr. Donna Lewis. We had an excellent meeting, and I think we're going to have lots of really good things to report on this in the coming year. We also provided the commission a budget recap and updates for parks and recreation projects. We also shared with the commission city operations related to Deltopia and Halloween parking restrictions, the fireworks show at Gersh Park, as well as the dam dinner at Lake Los Caneros, which is a very popular event in the community. And also, we provided updates on the Christmas parade in Old Town didn't happen because of the fire, but we are continuing to work with the parade sponsors to make sure that we have one this year. We also had the first CDBG grant to be awarded to the Boys and Girls Club for the playground equipment. We also shared with the commission the Elwood Mesa Trail closures and also the alternative butterfly education program. We also saw the National Preparedness Month and CERT classes throughout the month of September and the year. I might add that the city CERT program and the CERT volunteers have done a tremendous job in providing support with regard to a number of emergency incidents we had this year. We had the Whittier Fire, the Thomas Fire, and of course the mudslides in Montecito, and providing support to our partners at the County Office of Emergency Management. They've done, the CERT volunteers have done a tremendous job. And also parks, we had the affiliation with professional organizations with the California Park and Recreation Association, as well as the National Association. The goal number one, the completion of the joint use agreements and regular updates of CIP projects. As I mentioned, we're continuing to work with the Goleta Union School District. The City Council and the Goleta School District met in March of last year and discussed the recreation needs assessment along with the idea of entering into agreements with joint use. So this is something that has been discussed both at the commission level and the city council level. We also had, as you saw, the pilot kickoff for the pickleball project at Evergreen Park, which has been very successful. We also did the community garden plan and regular updates on the recreation needs assessment. We also did goal number four, the playground equipment replacement plan. And goal number five, the finalization of Hollister Kellogg Park, the design and the next phases of development. Looking forward to this year, we will have continued efforts regarding the joint use agreements. The parks master plan is already underway, as Ms. Plummer indicated. The community garden plan is also completed, going to be completed and adopted. Our playground equipment replacement at four park locations will occur this year. And we are looking to begin construction for Hollister Kellogg Park this year. And lastly, the community center park parcel project, getting that vacant parcel at the community center improved into perhaps a multi-use type field or something that's obviously much more usable to the youth that go to the community center than some of the gopher holes that are there on that vacant lot. And also the Goleta Moves project, which is the it's a new iteration of the city's butterfly docent program in the past. I think we heard a presentation from Ms. Plummer on it. I'm trying to remember, it was, MOVE stands for?
Monarch Overwintering Visual Experience Simulation.
See, I knew it, but it sounded better having Ms. Plummer mention it. So we're excited about all the projects coming forward in 2018. I might add that Ms. Plummer also successfully obtained a small grant, $4,700, to complete the MOVES program. So she has been batting 1,000, I will say. She has successfully applied for and obtained two grants for recreation-related activities and projects here at the City of Goleta, which I think is really excellent work effort.
So
this takes me to the director's report. As the commission is aware, there are closures of the trails out on Elwood Mesa. The City Council will be receiving a staff report, a status report on the conditions on February 20th. These updates will be presented to the Council on basically a monthly basis. Also, as I just mentioned, a grant has been received from the Santa Barbara Foundation for $4,700 to fund the Goleta Moves program. As you're aware, the pickleball pilot program was approved in November of 2016 and began of April of 2017. In August of last year, the commission voted to stripe the courts permanently and utilize two portable nets. In October of 2017, the nets were purchased, and in January of this year, just last month, the courts were painted and opened to the public. I wanted to mention before we get to the future agenda items that as part of the director's report, I wanted to share with the commission that longtime employee of ours in the Department of Neighborhood Services and Public Safety, Claudia Dato, has announced her retirement. She will be leaving the city on Monday, February 12th. She received a city tile of appreciation from the city council yesterday from the mayor and the council. So we're sorry to see Ms. Dato leave. As the commission is aware, you've received some reports and presentations from her. She also did very important foundational work for Hollister Kellogg Park. And Claudia, if you're watching tonight, we are all going to miss you, and we all want to thank you for the excellent job you've done for the city of Goleta. Yes.
Oh, yes, Commissioner West.
I just want, before you move to the final future agenda items, I just wanted to take a moment to do a shout out for your wonderful staff who's in charge of the CERT program. Anthony, you know, for those of you watching who do not know, the city of Goleta has a wonderful way to volunteer to give back to the community and to help others. And during the mudslides and the fire, Anthony led relentlessly a group of dedicated volunteers to come to the city of Goleta, to come to the Goleta Community Center to help distribute the mask. I'm one of the CERT volunteers, and he's just a great leader. And I think everything he did on behalf of the city and to help our community really deserves an applause and a shout out.
We completely agree. As I mentioned a little bit earlier, our CERT volunteers, it's a volunteer program, have done a tremendous job in providing support to the city and to the emergency operations effort. They've really done a tremendous job, and I can't thank them enough. And Mr. Rodriguez has done an excellent job in really putting all those resources into motion, and he's really done an incredible job for us. So on future agenda items, as the commission can expect, we will provide you regular updates on our capital improvement projects. We'll also share with you Elwood Mesa project updates out there. Many of you are well aware that the trail closures are in effect, and we are continuing to monitor that situation out there. I know a lot of folks have a lot of interest in finding out, you know, what's going on. We have a lot of information that has been put out into the community regarding this, but we'll be providing updates to the commission as well. We will also provide the commission a status report on the city council's action regarding playground surfacing. With the construction of our parks moving forward, and as we develop more open athletic space, we'll be providing recommendations on use policies related to organized activity. The city currently does not have a use policy related to organizations such as youth soccer and baseball, and we felt it important to bring that item for consideration to the commission here this year. Also, we will be providing a recap to the commission of the California Park and Recreation Conference in Long Beach in March. Chair Lynn, Vice Chair Werner, and I believe Commissioner West, along with staff, will be attending the conference, and we hope to bring back lots of really good current information to the commission. And I believe it's one of the key conferences that takes place on Parks and Recreation. So it'll be an important conference, not only to learn from some of the other jurisdictions and agencies that'll be there, but to also see some of the vendors who deal with playground surfacing, playground equipment, and other things related to Parks and Recreation. So some of these vendors are like on the cutting edge. So it's always exciting to see what's coming. I wanted to conclude our item tonight by just expressing my thanks to the commission for your hard work and dedication this last year. I know we're in February and I'm talking about 2017, but staff will continue to bring a number of items forward to you for your consideration and input and recommendations. And we're excited about the year ahead. And again, it's a real pleasure to be here with all of you. And I look forward to our future meetings with lots of items coming to you for discussion. And as we really seek to improve the quality of life for everybody here in Goleta as it relates to Parks and Recreation and working with the community in this special place called Goleta. That concludes my report, and thank you.
Thank you, Director Andomaitis. And thank you, staff, for all the hard work this year and the grants. And it's just been a great year. And also, commissioners, for all your input. And thank you for nominating and approving me to be chairman. I don't know if that's proper, but thanks.
Thank you.
My husband, I have to give a little anecdote. My husband said, well, what's with this chairman thing? And I said, oh, I don't know. And he said, well, look, if they don't nominate you, then you should shut up. I was like, oh, okay. I thought, well, that's good advice. So anyway, thank you very much. So with that, we have the adjournment.
Can I have a couple of comments?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I always appreciate the look back, and being one of the legacy members, have an appreciation for all of this. And I wanted to thank you for the report, but I also wanted to say thanks for keeping some of this stuff that has been on our agendas and on our programs for some time. I have a particular affinity for the joint use agreements. I'm sure Commissioner Rojas, hearkening back to whatever our first year was, would be pleased to hear about that as well, the low-hanging fruit that he was so fond of referring to. But it really is, it's been an evolution. I think I've said this in prior years, but every year we get more effective. And I think that it's all due to somewhat to the commissioners, but more than anything to staff. And certainly the addition of Ms. Plummer has just been such a boon to us. But aside from, you know, our own pet projects and so on, I think that the thing that strikes me the most about all of this is our communication to the public has improved dramatically. And I mean, just citing a couple of things that you brought up, you know, the park use policy recommendations and those kinds of things, you know, those are opportunities to connect with some of these groups. The joint use kind of leads into that when we're trying to coordinate with leagues. And, I used to be a coach and I didn't know where to go for a park or a space. And we didn't know if we were violating school rules or whatever. But just that communication is so important, and I think it has improved so greatly. So I just wanted to add my thanks for that.
Thank you, Commissioner Hart, and thank you for your service. You've been on the commission 4 years? 5 years?
Commissioner West, can you help? I have no idea.
when did it start?
20.
Nope. I wasn't here.
We're all senile.
I'm claiming a legacy moment. A number of years ago, let's just say that.
A number of years ago.
We'll find out.
Yeah, that's fine.
We'll remind you next time.
Okay.
Well, thank you. Thank you also, Commissioner West, for your service as the chairman of this year.
I think the commission was formed in 2013.
2013, 5 years. Wow. Well, thank you. Is it time for, yes? Commissioner West.
I would like to acknowledge our public people here who this young gentleman is working on his Boy Scout badge, and he got to select where he could come and listen and learn, and his dad brought him here. So I want you to know that you're very lucky. This is only an hour meeting. We have gone to almost 2.5 hours sometimes, so you lucked out coming tonight, and we're so glad you were here.
Any regrets?
Do you have any more that you want to say? Any more comments? Okay, so are we ready for adjournment? Yes.
I guess just going back to the Hollister and Kellogg Park, that's been, I guess, a very big aspect of my childhood, just because I remember when the sign first got up and I never really understood, I guess, how much of an effort it really was until I finally got onto this board. And I really just like to say thank you to, like, from everybody from our community, I guess, just that thank you for your hard work and your, I guess, just, you know, I guess, resilience and just trying to make not just this project, I guess, come to fruition, but also just everything else you're working on and the long hours you have to spend to, you know, do this work. So thank you.
Thank you. Commissioner Tolis, thank you for your service. For the audience, Commissioner Tolis is a student representative, but he's been a really important member of our commission and bringing up comments about the community, that the downtown Goleta, and also the students. So we really appreciate your service. So are we ready to adjourn? Okay. Well, we'll be coming back here on February 7th, 2018. And that's over. April 4th. I didn't say April 1st.
But you're right. It was the first one on the list.
Oh, okay. Well, we're on to the next. So April 4th, 2018. And so we'll see everyone then. Thank you very much. We're adjourned.